Since December 1st, an estimated 900,000 people have fled their homes as a Russian-backed government offensive has sought to squeeze the last major opposition stronghold in Syria. The UN's humanitarian affairs chief Mark Lowcock says people are moving to increasingly crowded areas they think will be safer. Over half of those fleeing are children and facing sub-zero temperatures. Addressing the UN Security Council, Lowcock warned that in Idlib province, there is nowhere that's safe. The Security Council met in a week when Turkey, who support government opposition groups in Syria, warned that an operation in Idlib would be imminent. Russia warns this will be the worst scenario. William Denzelow, New York.